next week. And let's just for 15 minutes talk about Divrei HaGadol we referenced from yesterday. Last week, yesterday, the last is we discussed Minhagim, bizarre Minhagim. Right? So the thing is bizarre Minhagim that you never heard about. And I always say, don't try them at home. Don't try them at home. But continuing various Minhagim. Yesterday we spoke about the last thing yesterday was the lulav, to burn the lulav when you bake the matzos mitzvah. Half the lulav goes into the burn the chametz, half the lulav goes to bake matzos mitzvah if you have, but they wouldn't let you today. If you would go today to Shatz Matzah, where they actually have a coal oven, would they let you throw into the oven a lulav? I doubt it. I highly doubt they will let you put a lulav. They will tell you that the lulav is chametz. They will?
It takes maybe seconds.
They'll accuse you. It might be chametz. Who says that your lulav is kosher for Pesach? If you were the mashgiach, you would have a duty to say
even
no.
Throw a piece of chametz, into the oven.
You're right. But if you're the mashgiach, you're right. You can do it privately. But if you're the mashgiach, and you're responsible for people's chametz, your job is not to allow any foreign substance into. Mm-hmm. You don't let someone just come and throw it once into the fire where you bake matzahs. You're the mashgiach. You're responsible. There's a standard of kashrus, no?
You know, you're taking, you're throwing
it. I don't know. Once you throw in the, oh, let me empty out my pockets also. Let me throw in the chametz. Let me do this. Let me do that. It's a slippery slope. Once you start opening up the gates, you have to have standards. We live in a wild world. It's the Wild West.
All you do on Sukkot is put the lulav on the table.
Okay, Rabbi, with the chametz.
That's all.
So who?
Sukkot, putting the lulav down.
Yeah. Rabbi, let's go right. And so a lot of people they put the lulav together with the chametz to burn it with the chametz. Oh, I have a great idea. I'm going to the matzah mitzvah. I'll take the lulav out of the chametz and bring it to the matzah mitzvah. Who knows what chametz is cleaving to your lulav? All right, that's not the point. Next minuk. The next minuk is. Let me turn the page here. Okay, now this is, you're really going to laugh, but it's not a joke, is that when they pick up the kara, when you start to say the seder, sefer Ali Hadas, hevi minik kodum, ancient minik mimois, ge'oine bavel. This goes back to the time of the ge'oinim. The ge'oinim, that when they began the seder, they picked up the kara, and they did kaparis with the kara. They would swing the kara, around their head, just like we do kaporis. Go down your head. They swung the umisavim by shalosh pa'amim al roish hamisubim b'vchol sivivs, and each time they would swing it around the head of each member of the household, they would sing esmol hayinu avadim hayoyim b'nei chayrin. This really sounds like the whole Lach Ma'anya. Okay, now you want to get an idea. Everyone's always searching. The whole Achmanya is a very shvera shtickle. Where in the world did the whole Achmanya come from? So over here you see already a makar is that they said they're very similar. The whole Sivov Sorim Esmol Hayinu Avadim Hayoyim Bnei Chayrin Hayoyim Kan Lishono Habo the Ara the Yisrael Bnei Chayrin. Wow! Right out of the Holach Ma'anya. So isn't that amazing? The Holach Ma'anya, there was another part of Holach Ma'anya. You take the Kara, we're missing the main part of the Holach Ma'anya. You do the Holach Ma'anya, you go and you take the Kara and you swing it around your head. You've never seen this done, and Rabbi Yisai, don't try this at home, and don't say that I told you. You'll never come back here again. But I'm quoting from you, chapter and verse, from the Sefer called Ale Hadas. It brings the Ge'oine Bavel. Okay, this is an ancient minug, a validated ancient minug, which you've never seen among us. Okay, next interesting thing, we eat the matzah. There's a minug to eat the crumbs. They eat the crumb, the ancient minig also the it's not so old, the Yosef Aymates, there was a minig is that you would have a bib. Okay, all of the adults have to have bibs.
The babbage, they're the child, sure. They still do.
Bibs in order to chop every the reason that every single crumb has to be accounted for. When you eat it, we need lechemish, no one is washing the crumbs. Let the crumbs fall on the table or fall on your bib. But when it comes to matzah, you eat the crumbs. The chavivos of matzah, It is the only mitzvah, contrary to popular belief, it is the only mitzvah in the Torah of Achila. There is no other Torah, biblical obligation to eat. Not latkes, not donuts, not, I don't know, apple in the honey. There's no pomegranates. There's no requirement on Torah to eat anything in Judaism. The only thing you have a requirement to eat according to the Torah law, carbon pass out of carbonus. That's a bechlal. All carbonus you have to eat. All carbonus have to be eaten. The ba'olim have to either they're a carbon or kamshlam. But the only food that is not a carbon that must be according to Torah law is matzah. Mara bezman is only the rabbanon because mara goes to Karm Pesach. Mara is not necessarily it's not the rice of the bezman hazeh, but it's the only mitzvah of achila is matzah to show the chavivos of the mitzvah. You eat the crumbs. How you eat the crumbs? You have a bib and you make sure every single crumb goes in, not because of a shear, not because of chametz, maybe the saliva, nothing. It's the chavivos hamitzvah. Every crumb is consumed by the balabayas. It's something to think about. I'm not. No one does this. I don't do this. Who does this? I don't. You're no good.
How much time he eats over the matzah tash?
He eats over.
Yeah, he puts the matzah tash under his chin when he eats.
Under his chin. That's what he's doing. He's doing this mitzvah. But it's not because the crumbs. Because it's to show the chalivus hamitzvah.
Not tashchit.
Okay. Next minute.
Is it not because about tashchit?
No, not because of Baltash. There's no Baltashas on crumbs. It's because of the Chavivas HaMitzvah. Next. Now some Taka do this. Some, Nisim Ibn Aliyah, Muhammad, they would kiss the matzah. You ever see someone do that?
Yeah.
It's another ancient minhag. Is before you do the matzah, you kiss the matzah, and you kiss the maror. You kiss it's fine. Another halacha. Another ancient halacha. To kiss the matzah. Okay, now this is a minhag which people Taka do this. But they do this, the way it's brought down in the Mogen Avraham is not the way people do this. The way people do this is they take the matzah on their shoulders in the beginning of the Seder, and they walk around the table with the matzah, ki bebehilu yotzanu mimitzrayim. People, my father used to do this.
Well, that's
my father used to do this. You take the matzah in its pouch, and you walk around, and you walk after, you do yachat.
They do this.
But the real minig, it says...
What point do you do
that? What people, I think it's very common, they do it after the yachats. After they do yachatz, they break the matzah, they put away for the afikoyimim, they take it and they put it in the shmata, and they on a towel, they put it over their back or on their shoulder, and they walk around the table and they say, Bibihilu, in haste, Yotzanu Mimitzrayim. My father used to do that. A lot of people do that. But the way it's really brought down is not do it then, it's to do it when you eat the afikoyim at the end of the Seder. Okay, so that's very interesting. Why talk is that so? Why is that? All these minhagim that we do not do, I'm not suggesting we do, is the minhagim have reasons. And the reasons cause us to think there's a new dimension to the mitzvah. The way it's brought down, Huva b'magin avram v'zel l'shoyim v'yeshim noistim oysa al kisvehem zeichel yitzias mitzrayim v'ayim ber heitev sham achar ho'achila. After you finish shulchan aruch yoytzi matmoin, you take out the hidden treasure. And you wrap it, you drape behind your back. And you shall say, this is how our ancestors, how they walked out of Egypt with their matzah draped on their shoulders. And then some say the words, he doesn't say it over here. And the way my father used to say, the point I'm making over here is that the way the minhag is to do this. But I've never seen, not that I've been around that often, but what I understand is that people do this in the beginning of the Seder. In the beginning of the Seder, when all the children are awake, when you do yachatz, or that point in time. The way the Ber Halacha, the Ber Hetev, which is on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, right? He always puts the Ber Hetev there, is the proper time to do this minhag is at the end of the Seder, right before you eat the Afikoman. Why? I don't know. Think about it. What is the significance of doing it? Definitely, that's just something to think about. Okay, another minhag. Another minhag is when you say matzah zu, right? So what do we do? We point at it. We point at it, we pick it up. You pick it up. So he says the real minhag was you pass it around the table. You pass it around the table. Circle. pass it to you. Matt, you pick up the matzah, and you're supposed to pass it around. You get when it's in your fridge, you have a broken matzah, but the time it gets back to you. Avi ha-mishpacha nirkels ha-matzah, prusa ha-mitzois, v'oimer matzah zu, u-ma'avira li-acher. And you pass it around. V'chein also morar, you pass around the morar. You don't just point at the morar.
No, you point at your wife.
At your wife.
At your mother-in-law.
Such an old joke already. The joke is so old already. All right.
Seasonal.
Today in this generation, it's the other way around. It's the wife points at the husband.
What everybody does points at the mother-in-law.
Okay,
the mother-in-law now points at you.
Okay, so okay, that we don't see. We've never seen that. Okay, this is everyone. The eggs. The eggs is that you're supposed to say Zeicher leKarban Chagiga. Okay, that's pretty common. That's not Chiddush. Okay, now this you've never seen before, and this is in the Nachlas Avos. I don't know who the Nachlas Avos is. It says.
Used to say better eggs Zeicher leKarban Chagiga.
Why?
Because the kids will make a mistake.
And I think it's Chagiga. Like Pesach Zu, you have to not make it. It's a Zeicher. I don't know. Saying Zeich is not dangerous. Saying Matz Pesach Zu is dangerous. But that's why we don't point. We don't point when it comes to Pesach, because you should not make a mistake. But when we say Zeicher, makes it clear that it's not the real deal. I do not know. Okay, but the eggs. Some eat eggs. Avelu eat eggs because on the day of Pesach, the first time of Pesach, the same day of the week when it's Tisha B'Av. So it's Zecher for the Chorban Avelus, and the eggs are the food of Avelus. And another reason why we eat eggs, really the primary reason, is because the Karm Pesach is Nechal Al HaSoiva. You have to be full, not over full, but full before you eat the Karm Pesach. And in order to fill up your stomach, they would serve Shlomim, Karban Chagiga. So a Zecher, the Karban Chagiga is to eat an egg. An egg serves a cooked item. And then that's cooked is a zecher for us meat that's cooked to karmi chagiga. So you should say when you begin the meal, there's a minig, not everyone does this, that when you begin the first course of Shulchan Aruch is to serve hard boiled eggs. Yes. And when you eat the hard boiled eggs, you're reflecting upon two things, that there's something called Tisha B'Av. The base Hamikdash has been destroyed, and we are unable to observe, to fulfill the mitzvahs of this night. And Tisha B'Av indeed will fall out the same day of the week. So this year, if the first night is going to fall out this year on Shabbos, that means this year Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. It's going to be pushed off to Mitzvah Shabbos. We reflect upon that idea, and we also reflect upon the fact that we're going to eat the Afikomen at the end of the meal, and the Afikomen has to be eaten al HaSoiva. You may not be hungry. You're not allowed to be hungry when you eat the Korban Pesach. You have to already be full, not over full. You have to have room in your stomach to eat the Korban Pesach, but you have to already be full. And therefore, we have to fill up your stomach with good food. And the good food in the Beis Hamikdash was not what you're eating tonight, gefilte fish and soup and whatever you're serving, but you have to eat. You eat a Korban Shlomim, specifically the Korban Chagiga, and this egg is a representation, and you're supposed to say, Zecher leKorban Chagiga. Okay, next minog. Now this is something which is very bizarre. You've never heard of this, and certainly we never heard of this, is that the leftover the wine, the dam, svardeya, kinim, oroiv, that sachadash biachav, right? And we say what else do you pour out? Dam v'eish v'simras oshan 15 times. I think it's 15 times or 16 times. 16, I forgot. 16 times. Those 16 drops. What do you do with those 16 drops? Where do they go? So most of us don't even realize they're gone. We don't even realize they're gone, right? It's just washed down the sink. No one even knows what's going on. Really, those 16 drops, you know? No, they're very significant, those 16 drops. Maybe you should be careful. They should go into a certain location. So indeed, there was a minug. No one does this. And don't tell that I told you this. In Sefer Nachlas Avos, Nohag B'Kam B'Kamos, Lishmar Sayayin HaNishbach, those drops, they guard it. They guard for dear life. And what they do with those drops, they would give it to young girls. It solved the shidduch crisis. Ubesulois ravokois roichatsois bohem. They would wash their hands in them and their feet. Raglehen v'kabola biyodam me'avoseim. Everything I'm telling you over here, these are minhagim that are authentic. These are not bummaises. This is he's done his he has done his research. Okay, we're not just saying over here strange things. Again, I tell you, don't try this at home. Okay, and don't even tell. This is just something to think about.
Especially if you have red wine and a white clothes.
And the Kabbalah biyadam may avay sehem shu segula limsoi behekdom behekdom very soon as zivugam to find the zivug, the zivug hagun. V'nirah sheminig zeboni al gemara. He writes here shiyare mitzvah ma'akvin es hapuraniyos. These are called the shiyare mitzvah. I don't really whatever. I don't really understand what that means over here. What he's trying to say, but whatever it's worth, it's a very fascinating thing. 16 drops of wine are preserved. 16, and these 16 drops of wine, 16 are preserved, and they are given to young girls. They wash their hands and their feet, and they have a tradition that these 16 drops of wine, what?
It's not a Kabbalah meeting, it's a Kabbalah Baraglenu.
So what this means, I do not know. Why only the girls? Why not the boys? There are plenty of boys who need shidduchim. It's plenty of boys. So why only the girls? I don't know.
It's the girls supposed to wash their hands with this?
We don't know. We don't do this today. Don't try this today. Don't try this. Don't make new things.
But they get their
habits. It's very interesting. These are things that open up. You get an appreciation. Like, what's the advantage of this minhag to us? You know, the drops of wine that come out of the cup, those drops of wine don't go to waste. Every little thing has a purpose. The Seder is a holy event. Every single little thing is accountable. There's a cheshbon for everything. 16 times, there are 16 drops of wine. We're not on a madrega today to appreciate these things. We're totally in a different world today. Enoch and Ami, 100%. That's the way we live. But we have to appreciate that, you know, once upon a time, things had more meaning than we appreciate.
What is happening?
No, I have to run out of time. Okay, next thing is to say there's another very nice minuk, which we don't do, is that before you come to Moitzi Matzah, I'm not insulting you. Don't frown. I don't like the frown. Who established? What does that have to do with this now? We're not up to that now. We're doing this now. Eliyahu Hanavi is an established Haggadah. He wrote the Haggadah. That is the tradition. Eliyahu Hanavi is the Mechab. He compiled the Haggadah from the Mishnayos, from the Gemaras, from statements. He's the one who gets credit. Is that really true? He has a whole chapter of that. Maybe we'll get to next week. How did the Haggadah come to be? All different parts. But right now, let's go to another interesting, very minute. This minute is very interesting. Is that when you come to a mitzvah matzah, right? The mitzvah. So you make two brachot. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Hamasher, Kedushanu Mitzvotanu. Hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. You first say hamoitzi, and then you say another bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvot sivanu al achilas matzah. Now, some people, before they say the brachas, they have a chasid shagada, and have a l'shem yichud. L'shem yichud, kudshah b'richush chedim b'dechilu l'chilu yachid, shem yudkim b'vavkei b'chud shlim b'shem kol yishol. Hirani v'chavein, l'kayim mitzvahs, achilas matzah, and there's all different nuschais, Kabbalistic nuschais, civil nuschais, hachon ala mitzvah, hachon ala mitzvah, right? This is the big made of Yehuda, is the proper to say l'shem yichud, not l'shem yichud. Everyone says l'shem yichud, v'tzillim. That's in the category by itself. Other mitzvahs, no, machlokes. Some hold you bedafka should, you bedafka should not. All right, but it appears a different type of l'shem yichud. I find this very fascinating because over here you see a makar, an ancient makar for l'shem yichud. Probably before the chassidim came along, and l'shem yichud. Gam yesh nagel shabiyam tov shabiyam. Now it could be also. I'm not even sure this is only by the seder. Maybe this is the entire yom tov. Lifnei birchas hamaitzi, you say a l'shem yichud. What's l'shem yichud? One pasuk. Loimar, Eine kol elecha yisaberu, v'ata noisein lohem esachlam bi'ito, poseach es yodecho maspia l'chol chai rotzoin, baruch mekadesh ha-shabos v'yishol v'hazmanim. To say these three psukim, these psukim of, you're now being mekayim, the only mitzvah deraisa of eating. And the makar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sustains this world. Poseach es yodecha umaspia. This is the pasuk of parnasa. Eating is parnasa. It's a similar parnasa. The pasuk that we say three times a day, which we are required to pay kaf kavana. You have kavana, you have to say it again. And it's all about parnas, all about food, is Eine chol elecha yisaberu. The eyes of all yearn, they put their hope in you. The ata you Hashem noisein lohem, you give them ochlam their food, the ito, poseach es yodecho maspil chol chai ratzoin, when better to say these psukim than before the one time a year when you are mekayim a mitzvah de'oraisa of eating bread? When? There's no better time.
What was the third pasuk?
Baruch, it's not a pasuk. He just says, Yimaksayim, Baruch, Mekadesh, HaShabbos, Yodas HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Can you think of HaShabbos? This year, you have to say Shabbos, Taka Shabbos. So, it's a very powerful minhag. We don't do this, and we shouldn't do it because it's not our minhag, so we're not looking to make new minhag. We're not looking to Mekadesh, new things. But, opens up your mind. Opens up your mind to appreciate what you're about to do. You're about to eat food, eat bread, matzah, one time, the only mitzvah d'oraisa. What does this represent to you? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who provides parnasa. Whether we like it, that's how it is. And we should be aware, be conscious of this event. Okay, now let's jump to Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Okay, we'll finish with the Seder, the Minhagim. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, there's a minhag. We'll come back. He doesn't have any more minhag for the Seder. He's looking for unique things that we do not do, you're not going to find anywhere else. And now, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, a thing you never heard of doing, it's Kriyas Yamsuf. What the minig? Yes. The minig was to take water. The minig was that earthenware floors in the ancient days. You have to come from shul or Friday night or your night Shvi'i Shel Pesach. You have water,
yes,
and you pour water on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You pour. Yes. What is your wife going to say when you do that? Right? See what your wife says about that. And then you're supposed to dance. You're supposed to dance in the water. You're supposed to dance in the water until the water dries up. I guess by stepping on the water, you cause the water to spread and to become absorbed in the earth. Why? Obviously, because Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, Besochayam. They walked on dry land. Besochayam. So you have to show you really believe. You have to show. Ki'ilu yatsu b'mitzrayim. Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Don't try this at home. You'll slip. You'll slip, and your wife won't talk to you for a week. What? Yom Ha'Yabosha. Yom Ha'Yabosha. That's correct. It was made for a bris. Okay, whatever. Okay, Rabbi Thomas, let's finish up this chapter very quickly. Okay, let's just finish up. Let's just see. I have one more thing over here. Okay, this is not necessary. Let me say Shabbos.
Okay, this is not necessary. This is very interesting. There's
a minute, when you eat matzah, when do you eat the matzah? When do you eat the afikam? So most of us follow the halacha, not everyone, is that the sov sman chil is chatzos. That is the service of Anachila. Some are not machben chatzais. They'll eat until Aletz Hashachar. Okay, fine. But let's say takagel chatzais. So you're from the very swift Haggadah readers. You don't have you come home. It's early and you ride away. You're moving zuntait. You finish your meal. Let's say it's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock on the dot. Mm-hmm. And you're ready up to Afikoyimin. You have to Afikoyimin at 11 o'clock. Okay, you're ready to go. I said the Haggadah. I did all the mitzvahs and it's 11 o'clock. I'm ready to eat the afikomen. Should you eat the afikomen at 11 o'clock? When chatzos is 1 o'clock. So me, of course, I would even go right to sleep. What's the shaila, right? What's the shaila? Who would, right? Why am I having a fast because I want to go to sleep? I'm tired. I'm doing the mitzvahs. I did the mitzvahs. It's time to go by. There is a minog. Okay, we don't do this. The Chassam Sofer had this minog. He was very makbid, bedafka, to eat the afikomen, mamish, mamish, the last minute, even if he was running ahead of schedule, you eat the afikoyimin when there's too little time to eat the afikoyimin, because the afikoyimin is eaten b'chipazayin. They ate it in order to bring out kocha toichlo yisoy, makelchem b'yetchem, yimakel nalechem b'raglechem, makelchem b'yetchem, v'achaltem oisoy b'chipazayin. How are you mekayim b'chipazayin? What, you're going to choke? Well, you're going to swallow very quickly and go call out Sol Chas V'Shalom. That's called Bichipazayin. Is that called Bichipazayin? You don't do that. That's not that way to Afikoyimin. You Afikoyimin like a mensch. The way you Afikoyimin is in the mind. put yourself in the situation, time, incredible minutes, incredible insight. Put yourself, don't swallow quickly. It's foolish, you don't do that. Put yourself in the frame of mind, I'm in a rush. Time is running out. If you finish your Seder at 11 o'clock, Avi Koyman, go take a nap or take a break or go do something and come back at 12:58. At 12:58. You will be in a different frame of mind when you know that in 2 minutes the Zman is over. Ein Edoimer, someone who recites, could come to shul and they announce, Rabbi Yisai, Zman Kriya Shema is in 2 minutes. Right? And when Kriya, they don't make the announcement. When Zman Kriya Shema is in 2 minutes and you're saying Kriya Shema, your frame of mind is very different when you're at leisure to say Kriya Shema, when you have 2 hours to say Kriya Shema, when you're davening Kivos Sikin. If you're davening Kivos Tikkun, you're saying Kriya Shema, you're not in any rush. When you're saying Kriya Shema at 9:30 and the Gabbai says in Kriya Shema is in 2 minutes, and therefore say Kriya Shema now before we start Baruch Hu, you're in a different frame of mind. If you come back at 11:58 to eat your Afi Koyman and you have 2 minutes to go, you're in a different frame of mind. You're going to be eating it in your frame of mind because I got 2 minutes. Don't swallow and chew quickly. That's not called Achila. That's Mishigas, that's Sakonis Nefashas. But in your frame of mind, isn't that an amazing minig? Such a minig to do such a thing? Zecher LePesach Mitzrayim. This is the Chassam Sefer. I hear what you're saying. We don't do it with our shoes of our Kelchem B'yadchem. You're right. But this is the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says such a custom, there's such a minig, is B'davka, you should eat it in a Zman. Were you running out of time? Well, Zecher, when you walk around the table, right, you put it in the satchel behind your back, it's also Zecher. So you should put yourself, normally you would say, Zrizim, Akdim L'mitzvahs. It's a very bad idea to do such a thing, right? If you have the opportunity to say at 11 o'clock, there's nothing to hate. Zrizim, Akdim L'mitzvahs. I have a very fair say this. I always like to tell people, Eliyahu Navi, when he comes to me, is not yet shikar. I'm the first stop. He's sober. He hasn't yet taken a sip from everyone, right? So I get him when he's straight, you know? He's in a good frame of mind. So, but you would say, Zrizim Akdinu L'mitzvahs. Nope. Not in this case. Adraba. What?
Not if you started in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, oh, you're saying you covered Eretz Yisrael. Okay, 7 hours behind. Okay. All right, okay. The trip, you know, long distance, over the Atlantic, he's sobered up. Okay, but this is a very unique, interesting minug. Okay, there are more things, but we're out of time, so Mir Shem Monday, we'll pick up with more in Yoni Hagada. Okay, are you upset? You angry at me?
I was not. I was